Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to the Anti-Anxiety Stoic. Today, we're diving into something super powerful yet often overlooked. Mindfulness. Ever feel like you're constantly racing through your day, checking things off a mental to-do list, barely registering the actual moments? You know that feeling when you get home after work and realize you have absolutely no memory of your commute? Yeah, me too. But guess what? There's a way to reclaim those moments to truly savor life, even amidst the chaos. This isn't about becoming some Zen master who meditates for hours on end. It's about weaving mindfulness into the everyday stuff, showering, eating, walking, even scrolling through social media. Yeah, I know, that one's a tough one. It's about bringing your full attention to what you're doing, right now, without judgment. And trust me, it can make a world of difference in how you feel, how you interact with others, and how you navigate those anxiety-inducing moments. So, here are 5 key takeaways to get you started on your mindfulness journey. First off, notice the little things. Think about your morning coffee routine. What does it smell like? Feel like? How does the warmth of the mug feel in your hand? Instead of just gulping it down while scrolling through your phone, savor every sip, every nuance of that delicious caffeine boost. Second, engage your senses. This isn't about becoming a super smeller or a master taste tester, although those are pretty cool skills. It's about consciously noticing the sights, sounds, smells, tastes, and textures around you throughout the day. Hear the birds chirping in the park. Feel the breeze on your skin. Notice that vibrant sunset as you walk home. It's amazing how often we miss these little sensory delights because our minds are elsewhere. Third, be kind to yourself. Mindfulness isn't about being perfect or constantly achieving some state of zen. There will be moments when your mind wanders. It happens to the best of us. When you notice this, gently guide your attention back to the present moment without judgment. Think of it like training a puppy. Sometimes they wander off, but with patience and consistency, they eventually learn to stay by your side. Fourth, make time for mindful moments. It doesn't have to be a formal meditation session. Even 5 minutes of focused breathing can make a difference. Find a quiet spot, close your eyes, and simply observe your breath as it flows in and out. You might notice the rise and fall of your chest, the coolness of the air entering your nostrils, or even just the sensation of your body resting. Finally, practice gratitude. Take a moment each day to appreciate the good things in your life, big and small. Maybe it's a delicious meal, a sunny day, a supportive friend, or simply the fact that you woke up this morning feeling healthy and alive. Cultivating gratitude shifts your focus from what's lacking to what's abundant, which has a powerful effect on your overall well-being. Let me tell you, I've been struggling with anxiety lately, deadlines, family stuff, you know how it goes. But incorporating these mindfulness practices into my day has been a game changer. Just the other day, I was feeling overwhelmed by work emails and to-do lists. Instead of getting sucked into that vortex of stress, I decided to take 5 minutes for mindful breathing. As I focused on my breath, I felt the tension in my shoulders start to ease and a sense of calm washed over me. It was like hitting the reset button. And here's the coolest part, it doesn't just make you feel better in the moment, it actually strengthens your ability to handle stress in the long run. Think of it as training your mental muscles. The more you practice mindfulness, the better equipped you become to navigate those anxiety-provoking situations with grace and composure. So remember, it's not about being perfect or achieving some elusive state of zen. It's about taking small, conscious steps to bring more awareness and intention into your daily life. And that's what makes all the difference. Remember, folks, you got this. Keep practicing, keep learning, and most importantly, keep showing up for yourselves. I'll be here with you every day, sharing more tools and strategies to help you live a calmer, more courageous life. Until next time, keep it mindful and keep it stoic.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.